Hello and welcome to the Tech Unplugged podcast. I'm your host, Max Montilaro, with my co-host, Ariane Timmerman. Today, we're very pleased to welcome Jerome McFarland from Elastifile. Hello, Jerome.
Hello. Glad to be here.
And hello, Ariane.
Hi. Hi there. How are you all doing?
Doing fine.
Well, you know, it's at the end of the summer, you know, so it's doing fine and a bit of sadness.
That's a great way to describe it. Yeah, absolutely. I need to remember that one.
It can only go downwards from now.
Is it something French or what's that?
No, we're not a depressive nation, but anyways. So, Jerome, it's really great to have you here with us. To me, Elastifile is a complete UFO. I have never really heard about your company, what you do. I think Ariane is much more acquainted, so today, Ariane is going to certainly be talking more than I usually do. Can you maybe start by explaining what Elastifile is about? What's your corporate and product focus for our listeners?
Yeah, so Elastifile's focus is really on augmenting public cloud capabilities with Elastic cloud-based file storage. And we really see enterprise file storage and enterprise file systems as an enabler for cloud integrations for a broad range of enterprise workflows that might be just running on-prem today.
Okay, thank you, Ariane. You're quite acquainted with Elastifile, so do you want maybe to keep the discussion rolling?
Of course, I know Elastifile for a while now. I've spoken with the guys over in the Netherlands, Bam and Patrick. I've been to your presentation at Storage Field Day. Last couple of months have been a bit crazy, I guess, for Elastifile. Having a new CEO, doing a lot with the Google Cloud Platform. Can you tell us a little bit more about what happened in the last couple of months?
Yeah, sure, definitely. I mean, I can start with the arrival of our new CEO, Erwan Menard. Erwan's arrival, in addition to the team, it marks the culmination of a successful transition to a very cloud-centric focus for Elastifile, right? The cloud always features really prominently in our vision, but it was initially more of a hybrid-centric view. But customer feedback, market need, all those things were clearly pushing us towards a more purposeful focus on the in-cloud experience. And so bringing Erwan into the team adds some really valuable experience and expertise in that area and solidifies our capabilities. And kind of to the same end, the collaborations that we've been having with Google at Google Cloud Next, we had three breakout sessions led by Elastifile, including customers, as well as including participation from Google. All of that is really us leveraging our abilities to really play well in the cloud. And so that's, I think, what you've been seeing over the course of the last few months here.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we're talking cloud, from a perspective of the customer, should I be thinking public cloud? Should I be thinking private cloud? Should I be thinking hybrid or multi-cloud? What's Elastifile's view on what's going on with all the clouds?
Yeah, so we really are focused very strongly on public cloud. And so that also incorporates a multi-cloud strategy as well. We really feel like the public cloud is the home and the destination for a lot of critical workflows that want to be able to leverage elastic resources, whether it be compute resources, storage resources, memory resources, et cetera. So our focus is really on the public cloud experience, and we've been designing our solution with that in mind. We definitely still believe that hybrid is real because customers are going to move to the public cloud at their own pace and with the workflows that they have needs to move. And so we also support hybrid solutions as well. But the public cloud and multi-cloud across the major public clouds is really where we're focused.
And that's where your customer base is at as well? Or is For me, if I look in the Netherlands and the customers I have, a lot of the customers are still very private cloud oriented. Or is that because your customer base is much more focused on being in the public cloud and doing all their stuff in the public cloud? Because for me, it's hybrid cloud would be much more of a play than just public cloud, but maybe that's different with the customers you guys have.
Yeah, I think it also just depends on how you define hybrid cloud. I mean, it's a term that doesn't have a great definition. And what we've been seeing with customers is that most customers have some on-premises infrastructure. And what they're deciding to do is to leverage the public cloud to get additional resources for certain workflows or workloads. And then the way they implement that can vary. In some cases, they're doing what you know we would call a full-on lift and shift, where they're really taking the workflow and they're moving it into the cloud wholesale. And so from that perspective, I would say that's not a hybrid workflow anymore, because it's just running in the public cloud, even though the customer is still doing IT work on-prem. But then there are other customers who are doing more of a burst scenario, where they're actually running a workload on-prem, but during certain times, like maybe during certain peak periods, they are constrained on resources. And so they want to either offload some of the work or expand their on-prem infrastructure capability by leveraging additional resources in the public cloud. We service both of those types of use cases. So I would say we definitely believe and support hybrid. And it just depends on kind of how the customer is implementing and what definitions that you want to use.
Sure, sure. I understand exactly what you're saying there. A little bit back to what Elisifal's corporate and product focus is. Is that something, Google Cloud Platform is something we discussed already. Is that your main focus as Elisifal at the moment, or is it more, do you run in other public big clouds as well, or how should I look at that one?
Yeah, from the perspective of our solution, we're cloud agnostic. We work in Google Cloud, we also work in AWS, and we also work in Azure. You've been seeing a lot of momentum around Google and news around Google recently, for one, because Google Cloud Next was a pretty big event that just happened, and so we had a lot of collaborations there. But there's also a natural synergy with Google because of the scale-out file storage offering that we provide. And that's a perfect fit for, you know, Google's platform, where they don't have a native scale out file storage offering from Google. But we definitely work on the other clouds as well.
So maybe if I can chime in, maybe a question here. So, and again, I'm totally uneducated about Elisifal. So is there, do you see a use case where people may want to run Elisifal on one cloud provider and some other instance, another cloud provider? I don't know if it's for DR purposes, replication purposes, whatever. Do you think that it makes sense at all in your product?
Yeah,
to do that?
I think it does make sense. I think the multi-cloud story is something that people are designing for today. I would say, in all honesty, what we see primarily is single cloud deployments today. But people having dealt with the pain of hardware vendor lock-in, you know, from the past, they're thinking about the cloud and designing for multi-cloud from the start, because they don't want to feel that same pain by being locked into a single cloud vendor. And the reasons can vary. Some of them are, like you mentioned, could be DR, but we're also seeing interest in having flexibility to choose different clouds to optimize cost, right? You have these preemptible VMs and these spot instances that are available in the different clouds, and the prices of these things change. So cost-sensitive customers are interested in having capability to choose where to run their workloads for cost reasons. We also see people wanting choice because of the differences in the cloud services that are offered in certain clouds. So, for example, you know, some people will consider Google to be, you know, cutting edge for machine learning. They may see AWS as a leader in other areas and Azure as a leader in other areas. And so across the range of their workflows, certain clouds may fit better with certain workloads. And so they want the ability to choose based on their need.
Okay. And from a customer perspective, is there how do they leverage or how do they get their data within the Elastifile ecosystem? So do they first start with setting something up on in their own data centers, and by that, when they move data on that hardware, will they go from there to the cloud, or is there another way for them to get their data into the Elastifile cloud system?
Yeah, so in addition to providing the file system itself, we also provide some data mobility features to help customers solve exactly the type of challenges you're describing. We have something called Cloud Connect. And what Cloud Connect basically allows you to do is you can take data from any file system. So it could be an on-premises NAS that you've already installed, right? Could be a NetApp or an Isilon or whomever. You can take data from any file system and we'll compress it, we'll dedupe it, and we'll encode it into object format. So if you were working on AWS, for example, we'd encode it into an S3 compatible object format, but we'll retain all the file and directory information, all the hierarchies, all the links, et cetera. So we'll store the data in objects. So that data mobility tool will take file system data from on-prem, we'll compress it, dedupe it to save you the WAN costs, move it into S3 object in the cloud. So once it's there in object, you can choose when you want to spin up the Elastifile file system in the cloud. So let's say if you were in Google, for example, you could go to Google Marketplace. You could say, I want to spin up 100 terabytes of Elastifile file storage. You press the button, that spins up. And then if you checked in data previously into a GCS bucket using Cloud Connect, you can then pick certain files, certain directories, the entire namespace, whatever you want, and pull that into the file system so that your applications can then do their work without having to be refactored because they're using a POSIX file system just the way they always did. And then when you're done, you can tear down the file system. So in that way, you only pay for the infrastructure running the file system when you're actually using it.
So if I get that right, so what you're saying is that for all of the time where we don't need the when the data is not hot, we can just store that, for example, let's assume it's an Amazon, right? We can store that in S3. So we're going to have actually very cheap storage. And when we need to spin up the Elastifile file system, it's just going to kind of recreate somehow or pick up the metadata from the objects and create a file system which can be used, let's say, by a legacy application or whatever. Right? Do I get this right?
It's right. The only thing that I would amend to just make sure that it's clear is our file system in the cloud is primary storage. So the data that the applications will be accessing is going to be stored in our file system. But everything that you said is correct. You have the data, you can have it in cheap and deep object storage until you're ready to burst. And some customers like to use object as a way to accumulate data, maybe from multiple geolocated sites in different physical locations. And then they want to do analytics on it in the cloud. So after they've aggregated everything in object, you can choose what to check out into the file system, and then you run your applications. And just like you said, they don't have to change because they're using a standard file system, just like they've always used, and they're running directly on top of the data, primary storage, so you get good performance there as well.
Cool. So that's kind of a funny situation, if you ask me. You're being Elastifile. The way I look at it, and I'm not sure if Max thinks the same, but for me, you're a very fast file system in the cloud, and still, yet we're talking about object storage, cheap storage, and leveraging that as well. What's the picture for that with Elastifile? How do you look at object storage and how does it fit within the Elastifile ecosystem?
Yeah. So everything you said about the file system is correct. We can provide performance, we can provide scalability, really a general purpose file system, but with the capabilities of performance. But we look at object storage as a way to really give customers the flexibility to reach the price performance and price, call it availability, type of combinations that they desire. So if a customer doesn't need to be performing active analytics or active processing on the data in a file system at a given point in time, then we want to give them an option where they don't have to have the file system up. For some customers who they're doing active workflows at all times, they just leave the file system running all the time. But if you think about those burst scenarios, like I mentioned before, an example would be a semiconductor company that's a customer of ours, where they take certain workloads that require lots of resources at certain periods of time during the year, and they burst them to the cloud using Elastifile. They don't need to have the file system running all the time when they're not actually in that bursting mode. So when they are ready to burst, they spin us up and they put the data into the file system and go. But when you're not in that bursting mode, or you don't actually need to be doing the analytics at that time, having object storage as an interface that we can leverage between file and object, it gives the customers a way to have the data local in the cloud, but also minimize the cost that they're paying.
So you already mentioned one of your customers. Is there any specific verticals or use cases that Elastifile is used for at the moment? Or is there something where you would say, okay, we're now very focused on this, but we would like to go here as well? Can you tell us a bit more
about that? Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, you know, our solution is a general purpose enterprise file system, so we see a wide variety of use cases. But you know, that said, we've really seen strong interest and uptake in some of the data-centric verticals, like genomics research, or the customer I mentioned before in the semiconductor design space or the EDA space. Media and entertainment is another area where we've seen a lot of momentum. Also financial modeling. Really anywhere where there's a data-centric use case where the customer may be interested in leveraging the scale-out compute capabilities of the cloud, and maybe they have a lot of data that needs to be processed, those are great fits for us. And we've also seen, in more of the horizontal view, very strong interest in integrating with technologies like Kubernetes, providing stateful storage or persistent storage for Kubernetes deployments, and also in areas like machine learning, where people are looking at ways to both consolidate data, unstructured data that might be generated on-prem, and feed it into frameworks like TensorFlow as an example.
So one of the things you were saying around data-centric workloads, so you were mentioning genomics and research, etc. So one of my customers is working in healthcare, and they have these very large HPC projects, which are basically doing research. So do you think that Elastifile fits the case here as well for those kinds of HPC HPC-based projects? I mean, not all of the projects specifically need to leverage, let's say, GPUs or whatever, but some need to really process a lot of data. So is it one of your, let's say, use cases or a place where you're seeing adoption?
Definitely. There's actually a case study that's published on the Google Cloud site with a company called Silicon Therapeutics, and they're talking about why they used Elastifile in the cloud to support their workloads. And in their case, it's molecular dynamics research. It's actually in the pharmaceutical space, but the idea is the same. Really, they have a data-centric workload that needs scale-out compute capabilities in the cloud, and so they're leveraging Elastifile for that. So those type of workloads, along with genomics, those are all great fits for us.
Okay, awesome. Good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it's kind of the same. It's like, okay, I understand what you're saying. I understand where Elastifile is going to, where they fit well. Are there any things, Jerome, that we didn't discuss yet that you would think it would be a good thing to talk about that as well?
I think we've covered most of the key points. I mean, the one thing that I would maybe emphasize is really just that what we've seen, at least from a product perspective, is that it's really crucial to have a solution that was designed with the cloud in mind, right? There's a lot of on-premises solutions that were designed for those environments that are now, kind of trying to reframe themselves in the cloud context. But what we've seen is having a solution that was really designed for the type of scale and the type of user interfaces that are required in the cloud is really, really important. And also, it's important to have a solution that provides all the capabilities that enterprises are used to. So, open source solutions, for example, are a way that some customers may try to start playing around with, enterprise workflows in the cloud. But we've seen that they run into problems when they don't have all the features that they need, right? Things that we provide, like snapshots, compression, deduplication, et cetera. So there's this litany of kind of criteria that need to be considered when enterprises are thinking of moving workloads to the cloud that they've been running on premises. And so that's the one thing that I would emphasize, is that we've really taken pains to ensure that our solution was designed not just to be able to run in the cloud, but to deliver the type of performance and features that enterprises need when moving their existing workflows into the cloud.
Okay, I have one more question, and that will probably be my last one. So at the risk of repeating myself, maybe you're stating something which was said before, are you seeing areas where you're really displacing, let's say, traditional use cases at some of your customers? For example, I'm just thinking out loud, maybe large file systems or huge, I don't know, file shares used for users or something like that. Or are these mainly new use cases that you're
seeing? I think what we're seeing is a mix. I mean, there's some new use cases where people are doing, you could call it, you know, digital transformation or modernization, where they're doing things like starting out integrating Kubernetes. And they're maybe doing analytics and leveraging containers and doing things like that that they weren't doing before. And they're using the cloud to do new kind of greenfield areas. But we're also seeing lots of existing workflows that have been running on-prem that customers are trying to offload for various reasons. Sometimes it's just because they don't want to have to manage on-prem IT infrastructure, and they've decided that for their business case, for their reasons, the cloud makes sense. And so it's existing workflows in those cases. So I think we see a range. Most of the workflows that, you know, I've been mentioning thus far are existing workflows, like that semiconductor design, the pharmaceutical workflows. Those are all workflows that those companies were already implementing, but they needed a way to run them in the cloud.
So from a not vendor bashing, but from a vendor perspective, is your the customers, where are they mostly coming out of a NetApp environment or something like that? Is that something you're seeing, or is it it's all over the place? It's all the vendors where the customers just don't have the capabilities they want to go into the cloud, and they are eventually coming to Elastifal telling them, okay, you know what, we've got this huge use case that we cannot fit into our existing storage capabilities. Please come.
Yeah, I think it's really all over the place. There's no one particular vendor that we're cannibalizing. I think if you look at the ecosystem of the offerings available in the cloud, and again, if you think about the criteria, right, for file storage, for scalability, mm-hmm. enterprise features, and then you add on the criteria of being cloud agnostic, so not being tied to any one particular cloud, Elastifal actually sits in a pretty unique position as enabling that. And so since customers have already their on-premises infrastructure, you know, we're by no means, you know, mandating in any way that you have to run Elastifal on-prem to run Elastifal in the cloud. You definitely don't have to do that. That's why our Cloud Connect capability can connect into any on-premises storage. And so really, I'd say it's a broad range of, call it, on-premises solutions that are trying to leverage us for the cloud integration piece.
I have no further questions. Maybe Max came up with another one during the time, Simon, but
no. I'm good, thank you. I was meditating about what Jerome was saying, so I'm out of questions as well. Well, thank you so much, Jerome, for your time. Thank you for enlightening us on Elastifal. And of course, thank you, Ariane, for being here. And for saving the day.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. A lot of fun. Always good to talk.